Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 22 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And today our topic is the sacrificial servant. John Piper said, "The heart of the Christian message is that Christ came to give His life as a ransom for many." And our text is from Mark 10, 42 through 45. "And Jesus called them to Him and said to them, 'You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many.'" Today begins week four of our journey in His Steps. We have looked thus far at prayer, worship, and giving. As we draw near to Jesus, we cannot help but worship Him for who He is and all He has done. A lifestyle of prayer keeps us in constant contact with the Lord. When you love God more than anything, you will want to worship Him, talk to Him, and hear His voice often. As your relationship with Jesus grows, you desire to be more and more like Him. To imitate Jesus, you must be a giver. Today begins our study of the fourth key to a faithful life: serving. Jesus is a preeminent example of a servant. It is impossible to follow in His steps without serving. Mark 10, 32 through 34 records the third time Jesus tells His disciples that He's going to die. This conversation occurs approximately 1 week before Jesus' death on the cross. What happens next is shocking. Two of His disciples, James and John, request to sit on both sides of Jesus when they get to heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, is about to voluntarily sacrifice His life for the sins of the world, and James and John are worried about their seats in glory. Jerry Vines once said, "The cross is God's X-ray that reveals the human heart." When you draw near to the cross of Jesus Christ, you see the servant heart of Jesus. The cross discloses our King becoming a servant and exposes our selfish ambitions. Daniel Aiken, in exalting Jesus in Mark, describes the difference between the world's selfish desires and the servant heart of a follower of Jesus Christ. The lost world is driven by selfish ambition and a lust for raw power and position. They dominate and exercise power over them. In the world, the more important you are, the more people serve you. Jesus said, "But it shall not be so among you," Mark 10:43. In His world, the more important you are, the more people you serve. Jesus opposes the mindset of the world, and so must we. Now, in response to the selfish question posed by James and John, Jesus makes three significant statements. The first one is in Mark 10:43. "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant." James and John wanted to become great by sitting next to Jesus in positions of authority for all eternity. Jesus taught them that greatness in His kingdom comes through serving. Now, Jesus takes His description of greatness to another level when He makes His second statement on servanthood in verse 44. "Whoever would be first among you must be slave of all." God does not measure spiritual success by the number of achievements and awards we possess, but by whether we put others ahead of ourselves. To be the greatest, God says you have to serve others. He used the word slave, which is the Greek word doulos. In biblical times, the word described a bond slave who had no rights of his own. A doulos was someone who belongs to another. Ironically, this word is used by Paul to describe the honor he felt to willingly give up his rights to serve under God's authority. You see that in Romans 1:1, Philippians 1:1, and Titus 1:1. Jesus concludes his discussion on servanthood with his third declaration in Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In this one sentence, Jesus gave the ultimate purpose statement for his life and ministry. Jesus came to serve and to give his life so that we could be saved. His death on the cross was his chief act of service. Interestingly, Jesus used the word ransom to describe his death on the cross. Ransom is from the Greek root word lutron. This term refers to the price paid to redeem a slave or a firstborn. Leviticus 25:1-52. Numbers 18:15. Or to make restitution and payment for a crime or injury. Numbers 35:31-32. And Exodus 21:30. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for all our sins and redeemed us back to himself. Jesus accomplished all of this for our salvation by becoming a servant. Jesus came to serve and sacrifice himself for others and has called us to do the same. Now, here's some questions. Answer them honestly so that you really drive home the application of this beautiful teaching. Question 1. In what ways are you like James and John in Mark 10? Question 2. What does Jesus' example as a servant mean to you as one of his followers? And 3. What did you want to be when you were growing up? Did you want to be a policeman, fireman, astronaut, princess, teacher, doctor, or president of the U.S.? I have never heard anyone say, when I grow up, I want to be a servant. In today's scripture, we learn that a servant is what Jesus wants us all to be as we continue to follow him. How can you make becoming a servant the focus of your Christian life? Let us pray. O God, may our desire to be like Jesus and to serve. And thank you for sending him that he might give his life a ransom for all of us. O God, may we in turn give our lives in serving him. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.